Understanding Shame through Brene Brown's Insights. In the realm of psychology and self-development, few topics resonate as deeply as shame. Defined as the intensely painful feeling of believing we are flawed and unworthy of love and belonging, shame has profound implications for our emotional well-being and interpersonal relationships. At the forefront of understanding and addressing shame is Brene Brown, a renowned researcher and author whose work has shed light on this complex emotion. Brene Brown's exploration of shame has illuminated the hidden corners of human experience, uncovering the ways in which shame operates in our lives and influences our behaviors. Through her research, Brown has identified shame as a powerful force that thrives in secrecy, silence, and judgment, driving us to hide our vulnerabilities and disconnect from others. Yet, she also offers hope, advocating for empathy, vulnerability, and self-compassion as antidotes to shame's grip. In this post, we delve into Brene Brown's insights on shame, examining how they intersect with the timeless narrative of humanity's fall as depicted in Genesis chapter 3. By weaving together Brown's research with the biblical story of Adam and Eve, we aim to uncover deeper truths about the nature of shame, sin, and the human experience. Through this exploration, we hope to provide a framework for understanding and navigating the complexities of shame in our lives, ultimately fostering healing, growth, and connection. The Fall of Humanity, exploring Genesis chapter 3. In the Garden of Eden, God issued a clear command to Adam and Eve. They were free to eat from any tree in the garden except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. However, the serpent, cunning and deceitful, approached Eve and questioned God's command, planting seeds of doubt and temptation in her mind. Despite knowing God's directive, Eve succumbed to the serpent's persuasive words, and she ate from the forbidden tree. With the fruit in hand, Eve shared it with Adam, and he too partook of it. In that moment of disobedience, humanity's innocence was lost, and they became acutely aware of their nakedness and vulnerability. Overwhelmed by shame and fear, they sought to hide from the presence of God among the trees of the garden. When God questioned Adam about his actions, Adam's response revealed the insidious nature of shame. Instead of taking responsibility for his choices, Adam shifted blame onto Eve, saying, "The woman you gave me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." In this moment, Adam not only blamed Eve, but also indirectly blamed God for giving him the woman. Similarly, when questioned by God, Eve blamed the serpent for deceiving her into eating the fruit. In their attempts to deflect accountability, both Adam and Eve exemplified the blame game cycle that often accompanies shame and guilt. The blame game cycle witnessed in the story of Adam and Eve reflects a universal human tendency when confronted with shame and guilt. Rather than owning up to our mistakes and seeking forgiveness, we may resort to shifting blame onto others or external circumstances. This pattern not only perpetuates feelings of shame, but also inhibits personal growth and reconciliation. As we explore the dynamics of shame in the context of the Genesis narrative, we gain valuable insights into how shame operates in our lives and its role in perpetuating the cycle of sin. In the following sections, we'll delve deeper into the implications of shame and sin and explore strategies for breaking free from their grasp. The cycle of shame and sin, understanding our human experience. In the intricate tapestry of human existence, shame and sin intertwine, weaving a complex web of emotions and behaviors that shape our lives. At the heart of this interplay lies the cycle of shame and sin, a relentless spiral that traps individuals in patterns of self-destruction and despair. The manifestations of shame. Shame is a multifaceted emotion that can manifest in various ways, deeply impacting individuals' thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. At its core, shame is a profound sense of unworthiness and inadequacy, stemming from a belief that one is fundamentally flawed or unlovable. The manifestations of shame are diverse and can range from subtle to overt. Some individuals may experience shame as a constant undercurrent in their lives, influencing their self-perception and coloring their interactions with others. Others may encounter shame in specific situations or contexts, triggered by experiences of failure, rejection, or perceived inadequacy. Common manifestations of shame include avoidance and withdrawal. Individuals may withdraw from social interactions or avoid situations that trigger feelings of shame, retreating into isolation as a means of protecting themselves from further emotional pain. Self-criticism and negative self-talk. Shame often manifests as harsh self-criticism and negative self-talk, with individuals internalizing feelings of unworthiness and inadequacy. This inner dialogue can erode self-esteem and perpetuate feelings of shame. Perfectionism. In an attempt to avoid feelings of shame, individuals may strive for perfection in their pursuits, setting impossibly high standards for themselves and fearing failure or criticism. The cycle of sin. As individuals succumb to shame, they may seek temporary relief through sinful behaviors, turning to unhealthy coping mechanisms in an attempt to escape their inner turmoil. Sin, in this context, serves as a misguided attempt to numb or alleviate feelings of shame and inadequacy, providing a fleeting sense of pleasure or distraction from emotional pain. The cycle of sin is insidious and self-perpetuating, trapping individuals in patterns of destructive behavior that only serve to deepen their shame and guilt. The more individuals engage in sinful behaviors, the more entrenched they become in the cycle, leading to a downward spiral of despair and hopelessness. Common manifestations of the cycle of sin include addiction, substance abuse, compulsive gambling, and other addictive behaviors often serve as coping mechanisms for individuals trapped in the cycle of sin. While these behaviors may provide temporary relief from feelings of shame, they ultimately exacerbate the individual's sense of guilt and powerlessness. Escapism. Individuals may turn to escapism as a means of avoiding their inner turmoil, seeking refuge in activities such as excessive television viewing, internet usage, or gaming. However, these distractions only serve to perpetuate the cycle of sin, preventing individuals from confronting their underlying issues. Dysfunctional relationships. The cycle of sin can also manifest in dysfunctional relationships characterized by manipulation, codependency, and emotional abuse. Individuals may seek validation and acceptance from others, only to find themselves trapped in toxic dynamics that further reinforce their feelings of shame and inadequacy. Breaking the cycle. Breaking free from the cycle of shame and sin requires courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to confront the underlying issues driving these destructive patterns. By acknowledging and accepting their feelings of shame, individuals can begin to reclaim their sense of worthiness and self-esteem. Cultivating self-compassion and forgiveness is also crucial, allowing individuals to extend grace to themselves and others as they navigate the journey towards healing. Additionally, seeking support from trusted friends, family members, or mental health professionals can provide invaluable guidance and encouragement along the way. Through therapy, support groups, or spiritual practices, individuals can explore the root causes of their shame and develop healthy coping mechanisms to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. Breaking free, reconciliation, and healing. In the journey towards breaking free from the cycle of shame and sin, reconciliation and healing play pivotal roles, offering individuals the opportunity to find forgiveness, restoration, and wholeness. Within the Catholic tradition, the sacrament of reconciliation serves as a sacred pathway towards reconciliation with God, self, and others, providing a framework for confession, contrition, and absolution. Embracing forgiveness and grace. At the heart of reconciliation lies the transformative power of forgiveness and grace. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, Catholics are invited to acknowledge their sins, express genuine contrition, and receive absolution from a priest, experiencing the liberating grace of God's forgiveness. This act of confession and absolution offers individuals the opportunity to release themselves from the burden of guilt and shame, finding peace and reconciliation with themselves and with God. Forgiveness is a central tenet of the Christian faith, exemplified by the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. As followers of Christ, Catholics are called to extend forgiveness to others, mirroring the boundless mercy and compassion of God. By embracing forgiveness, individuals can break free from the cycle of shame and sin, experiencing healing and restoration in their relationships and within themselves. Seeking reconciliation and restoration. Reconciliation involves more than just receiving forgiveness, it also entails seeking reconciliation and restoration with those whom we have wronged. The sacrament of reconciliation provides a sacred space for individuals to acknowledge their sins, seek reconciliation with God and the Church, and commit to making amends for their actions. This process of repentance and restitution allows individuals to repair the harm caused by their sins and to seek reconciliation with others. Accountability and restitution are integral aspects of the reconciliation process, as individuals take responsibility for their actions and seek to repair the harm caused to others. Through sincere repentance and restitution, individuals can begin the journey towards healing and restoration of relationships, fostering reconciliation and mutual forgiveness. Cultivating spiritual practices and community support. In addition to the sacrament of reconciliation, cultivating spiritual practices and seeking support from the faith community are essential aspects of breaking free from the cycle of shame and sin. Regular prayer, meditation, and participation in the sacramental life of the Church can provide individuals with spiritual nourishment and guidance on their journey towards healing. These spiritual practices serve as a source of strength and solace, offering individuals the opportunity to deepen their relationship with God and to find comfort in times of struggle. Furthermore, seeking support from trusted friends, family members, or spiritual mentors can offer encouragement, accountability, and guidance along the way. By surrounding themselves with a supportive community of faith, individuals can find strength and solace as they navigate the challenges of reconciliation and healing. Together, they can share their burdens, offer words of wisdom and encouragement, and journey towards healing and wholeness in community. Embracing vulnerability and growth. Breaking free from the cycle of shame and sin requires embracing vulnerability and committing to personal growth and transformation. Through humility, self-awareness, and a willingness to confront their innermost struggles, individuals can cultivate resilience and courage in the face of adversity. By acknowledging their weaknesses and shortcomings, they open themselves up to God's grace and guidance, allowing for profound transformation and liberation from the shackles of shame and sin. Ultimately, reconciliation and healing are ongoing processes, requiring patience, perseverance, and a steadfast commitment to growth. By embracing vulnerability and committing to personal and spiritual growth, individuals can experience profound transformation and find freedom from the burdens of shame and sin. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, spiritual practices, and community support, they can embark on a journey towards healing and wholeness, finding peace and restoration in God's boundless love and mercy. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, acknowledging our weaknesses and shortcomings. We lift up to you all those who are caught in the trap of sin and shame, struggling to break free from the chains that bind them. Pour out your grace and mercy upon them, O Lord, and grant them the strength and courage to seek freedom in Christ Jesus. May they find solace in your unfailing love and forgiveness, knowing that you are a God of mercy and compassion. Help them to embrace vulnerability and humility and to turn to you in times of need. Lead them on a journey of reconciliation and healing, restoring their hearts and minds to wholeness. We pray for those who are burdened by guilt and shame, that they may experience the liberating power of your forgiveness and grace. May they find peace and restoration in your presence, and may your love shine brightly in their lives. Guide us, O Lord, as we seek to support and encourage one another on the journey towards healing and wholeness. Help us to extend compassion and understanding to those who are struggling, and to be instruments of your peace in the world. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.